AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue in Baltimore.
I have rescinded the executive order which instituted the state of emergency.
Governor Larry Hogan says the National Guard and state police deployed under that state of emergency are out. Meantime, the mayor of Baltimore wants the Justice Department to investigate the police department.
It's clear that more needs to be done.
Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake's request to the feds follows the riots and looting that racked the city after the funeral of Freddie Gray, a black man who died in police custody.
In order to achieve the kind of sustainable and significant reform that we want to see, that I want to see, that the citizens want to see in Baltimore, I am requesting the Department of Justice conduct a federal pattern or practice investigation into the Baltimore City Police Department.
The main questions will be whether the police have a pattern of discrimination or use excessive force. I'm Rita Foley.
There is a push in the Senate to set up a humanitarian safe zone for people caught up in the fighting in Syria. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says it would be a challenge. Any safe zone would come under fire.
Both by ISIL forces and other al-Nusra and others on the one hand, and by Syrian forces on the other.
Troops in Niger have deported more than 3,000 Nigerian fishermen and refugees who were escaping the radical group Boko Haram. An official tells the AP a dozen people died during a three-day trek in severe heat. An oil train derailed and caught fire in a rural area of central North Dakota. A nearby small town was evacuated. Payroll processor ADP said hiring slowed last month to its weakest pace in nearly a year and a half. A separate government report showed U.S. worker productivity declined in the first 3 months of the year. And Fed Chairman Janet Yellen described stock market valuation as high. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is down more than 100 points. This is AP Radio News. The co-pilot of the German Wings flight that crashed in the French Alps in March appears to have practiced a controlled descent. The AP's Angela Charlton is in Paris.
On the previous flight, this was just 2 hours before the flight that crashed, he repeatedly, five times over a four-minute period, set the plane into a descent mode and then brought it back up again.
A chart showed the plane didn't actually descend sharply while Andreas Lubitz was repeatedly adjusting the settings, so the passengers and crew might not have noticed any change. Greece scraped together its payment to the International Monetary Fund. There are also signs stalled bailout negotiations are making some progress. A potential Greek debt default could set off a chain reaction that jeopardizes its membership in Europe's joint currency and could shake up the world economy. Greece owes more money to the IMF, and it's due next week. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.